look at influence of social networking on HRIs. Many HRI solutions now look at social media for the diverse modules and allows the practitioners, users, to track social media referrals automatically and supply the data for the hiring purpose, for skill development purpose, and for the engagement initiatives of the organization with their employees. HRIS module can enhance the people engagement aspect in the organization. For the more insight, for the infusion of social media in talent hunt landscape, finding appropriate and apt skill set from the market. Let's understand how does this happen. Social media such as LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and easily recognized names, they have changed professionals from content consumers to content producers. The social media platforms that we know enable the creation and sharing of the user-generated content. They allow recruiters and candidates to begin the conversation as equals. So no more there is a people experience of I'm a job finder and there is a headhunter. Everybody becomes equal on the social media platform when one presents oneself with a skill set and there is a network who recognizes your skill set, appreciates your skill set, and recognizes an opportunity for your skill set availability on this platform. It uses a web-based technologies to make content highly accessible and reaches almost global audience for those who recruit beyond the borders. So today, what has become important that the availability of the talent and skill set across the markets, irrespective of the geographical boundaries. So the interaction and the presentation and knowing that such people exist and knowing that people who appreciate such talent exist as a key factor in all types of social media as LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. Social networking channel helps employees remain focused and help them to align with the organizational objectives. Because along with one's organization, there is available other competitor information, other available talent with various other competitors, market, people who are available in the same domain from different industry. So it makes people stay aligned. The HRIS designers can share resources and information easily and effectively because there is availability of this scenario. The ability to communicate the challenges, the insights, the introspections, the solutions leads to generating new ideas. The organization can more easily, effectively search for and consolidate the employee skill set to match the specific project requirement. So the talent search has really become a competitive and bearable experience. Research by organization as McKinsey Global shares that while 72% of the organization are using social media, they're not only using it to the fullest potential, but also include implementation of an internal social media network or employee engagement platform. This tells us about the scale at which organizations are using this platform. Employees who are social and more comfortable with communicating with others and researching customer solutions are more likely to collaborate with those they are unfamiliar in a real life. So a lot of problem solving, brainstorming, making oneself reach to such talent who have been to problem solvers, design thinkers, becomes a possibility. Social media linked HRIS modules encourage employees to reach out to peers across the organization and facilitate the posing of the questions. How this was achieved? How this was done? The advantage is employees from various locations, geographies, different boundaries, who I have never met in person, still can form a relationship for the purpose of organization's creativity and collaboration enhancement. This has become possible rather than making people formally meet, put them in a situation to brainstorm and share the ideas. This helps people to explore more with open mind and explore the possibilities. The use of social media also helps in retention. People across the geographies, at different locations, with different domains or with the same domain, with specialized skill set, with an approach of reaching out, collaborating, shared thinking. This makes people or employees to start believing more in the brand for which they are working. That helps retention. A recent survey looked at the employees' performance along with their social media use and found that the digital connectivity has helped people for a greater relatedness to each other, exploration of experiences together, learning from shared experiences. So it has become a requirement for everyone to be on social platform, just not millennials or the new fashioned generation that are hired, but even for the existing who are in their mid-careers. Hence, it is everybody's responsibility to find the opportunities to take the business productivity, performance, branding, sense of belongingness with a competitive edge and create the business forward approach and attitude. Let's look at application of cloud computing technology now. Cloud computing is a use of computing resources that includes both hardware and software elements that are delivered as a service over a network, typically what we call as internet. The name cloud comes from the common use of cloud-shaped symbol, which we can see here in this diagram picture. So cloud-shaped symbol, it's an abstract phenomena for having complex infrastructure. It looks at remote services with the user data and the involvement of software and also support of computation. Cloud computing is a computing that is done in a remote manner. It doesn't sit inside the organization. It is at a different location, but it still works for you. So there are three relevant flavors of cloud computing. Each operates at a different level in technology ecosystem. First is infrastructure as a service, IaaS. Second is PaaS, PaaS, platform as a service. And third is SaaS, SaaS, software as a service. These are the three types. There are two additional layers around the network and communications infrastructure, but they don't really influence the application landscape. But we need to look at these three, IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS. End user access cloud-based applications through a web browser and a lightweight desktop or a mobile while there is a business software running and the user's data are stored on servers as a remote location. So the business model using software as a service, the users are provided access to application software and the database. So software as a service providers generally price application using a subscription fee. So there are subscription fees for using the application of that software. Majority of the information technology framework in organizations are virtualized on a private infrastructure as a service model. Most HRIS modules have a portion of infrastructure as a service in them, even though it is a private use. In infrastructure as a service, IaaS offers scalable, flexible solution to HRIS designer and the practitioners. On-demand scalability requirement, it gives organization a competitive edge. It helps to save the costs, and it helps in streamlining the workflow. The infrastructure as a service slashes hardware costs. It saves cost on the hardware part, on the maintenance requirement, and the operation hours, because the infrastructure is taken care of outside the organization. The regular audits and maintenance keeps cloud data centers within strict regulatory compliance and certification in this matter. Infrastructure as service implementation, IaaS implementation, helps in scheduling the full incremental and differential backups. And it works automatically. It helps in customizing the options to adjust the resources as needed and also for the replication of the targets. Let's look at application of cloud computing technology. So some of the prominent infrastructure as a service provider, who are they? First one, Microsoft Azure, Google Compute Engine, DigitalOcean, Amazon Web Services, Hewlett Packard Enterprise, and Rackspace Cloud. These are some of the examples who provide you infrastructure as a service platform. Now let's look at PaaS. It is the other flavor of cloud computing. It is implemented when a cloud provider offers a computing platform where application and services can be built on top of the resulting in developing and focusing on building robust, simple software solutions. Instead of managing the hardware, operating system, managing the database. So platform as a service, that is PaaS. Let's look at some of the PaaS provider. They are Oracle Cloud, Google Anthos, IBM App Connect, Microsoft Azure, and Amazon Web Services. The SaaS is the SaaS is a layer in which most people interact with cloud computing. The key advantage of SaaS is that the HRIS does not need to worry about installing, running application on our own computers or those of the infrastructure as a service providers. It is limitless. It is on-demand access it gives to the organization. It offers a competitive edge. Some of the prominent SaaS providers are Amazon Web Services, NetApp, Sphera, Procore, and Medallia. Having shared about these platforms, what are the upcoming challenges to HRIS? The rapid change that are happening at a global level, the designers, the practitioners, the creators, the contributors to these services need to address a diverse number of challenges and devices effective to HRIS strategy. It's critical to develop a roadmap to achieve the desired state of HRIS. It has to be having clearly defined KPIs and metrics in order to address the challenges. HRIS can provide visibility into these metrics and inform the decisions for improvement. There can be a strong foundation and a plan can be created for a platform where a strategic enablement and future-facing activities like planning and predictive analytics can be undertaken. The HRIS designers and practitioners, they need to take a cognizance to realize that the incorrect handling of the software modules can result in the losses and the future problems. Hence, the transition should be perceived as a cultural process that demands a partnership with the HRIS software provider to offer the process participative and to make it effective. The infusion of the appropriate HRIS application to the HRM can be a decision within the highest and the broadest impact on the organization. If it is planned and executed effectively, it will help to configure the said work. It can enhance the culture of employees and align and improve the corporate goals as well. The HRIS designers and practitioners need to communicate this change as an essential part of the workflow. As the work of completing this transition is focused, there also should be attention on the technological and cultural changes that are ongoing. It is responsibility of the HRIS team to create people and systems in collaboration between information technology personnel and the system specialist that has been given by the vendor who is supporting the organization on this endeavor. So here we come to an end of this chapter. Thank you.